This is Marketplace. I'm Kimberly Adams. Even the best of neighbors can have their disagreements. That's true of countries as well. The U.S. and Canada are sparring again over trade issues. After putting disputes over softwood lumber and dairy products behind them, now they're at odds over Canada's proposed tax on digital services. The Biden administration says it's unfair to U.S. businesses, but Canada points out other countries are already charging the tax. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer breaks this down for us.
Ottawa wants to levy a 3% tax on revenues from online advertising and marketplaces, plus social media and sales of user data. Only the biggest tech companies doing business in Canada would pay the tax. Renu Zaretsky at the Tax Policy Center says that means
it tends to fall on very large companies that happen to come from one particular country, namely the United States.
The U.S. Treasury Department emailed me a statement saying it, quote, continues to have serious concerns about Canada's proposed digital services tax and continues to oppose all tax measures that discriminate against U.S. businesses. But Allison Christians, a law professor at McGill University in Montreal, says Canada points out that other countries are already charging a digital services tax.
Austria, France, India, Italy, Spain, Turkey, and the U.K.
Now, the U.S., Canada, and more than 100 other countries are negotiating a global digital services tax that would supersede those individual taxes. The U.S. tells Canada, hey, just wait for the global tax to be finalized. No need to jump ahead. But Christian says any global tax deal would have to be approved by all those countries' legislatures, and the U.S. Congress isn't known for lightning speed.
Canada, like a lot of countries, is frustrated with the pace of international agreement, and I think wary that they may be waiting in vain for the U.S. to agree to something.
There are worries that tensions between the U.S. and Canada over the digital tax could turn into a trade war. Daniel Bunn, the president and CEO of the Tax Foundation, says the U.S. could hike tariffs on imports from Canada.
One of the things that has been consistent over the years in different trade disputes with Canada, softwood lumber has been top of the list, and that could be a major impact for U.S. Importers of that key input for home building.
Trade groups representing U.S. businesses are weighing in. They don't want a trade war. The National Foreign Trade Council sent me a statement urging Canada to, quote, focus on the multilateral process underway. I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.